had a client who was so sweet. She's 75 years old. She came to me for a reading. She'd been married for 50 years to a man that she called, quote unquote, a real pain in the butt. And he finally died. And she came to me and she said, you know, Sonia, I was married to this man and he had every problem in the book. He was an alcoholic. I got him through that. He couldn't find his dream in life. I put up with his unemployment. He was a manic depressant. I sat with him even though he wouldn't go get help. He was fat and I tried to get him skinny. She goes, I decided that I would commit myself to him as an act of unconditional love. And she said, you know, when he passed on, I was okay with it because I loved him completely and I did it as service. And I feel good about that and I feel complete with him even though 50 years is a long time. And I said, well, Billy, what would you like now? And she said, oh, I don't know. My kids want me to sell the house and move into one of those managed kind of older person's condominiums. But she said, you know, I don't feel like it. I'm not old. I don't feel old. I feel like I want to just live the life I never got to live because I was so busy managing, you know, Mr. Hyper Problem. And I said, well, what is your heart's desire? She blushed and said, well, it's silly. It's nothing. And I said, no, really, what is your heart's desire? And she said, oh, it's... And I said, Billy, what is it? And she said, well, I was with my husband for 50 years, and I loved him like a person. And she said, I always wanted to experience sweet romance. And then she blushed. She goes, oh, it's so silly. Let's talk about my house. And I said, well, okay, let's talk about your house. She said, I don't want to move into the managed care. I want to move to Sedona. My husband would never travel with me. She goes, I want to go to Sedona and live in a trailer. And I said, Billy, stay true to your dream. So do you know what? She went home. She sold her house and she moved to Sedona. And her family showed up at my door. Furious. Furious with me. What are you doing? My mother's out there all by herself. You're crazy. They were mad. And yet Billy was happy. She was in her trailer. She got a job working in a little metaphysical bookstore. And she was just having so much fun, feeling good, hiking out there in the canyon and just feeling for once that she had her own life. And it wasn't about her kids and her husband and her obligations and even falling into being an old lady. She was going to, for once, be true to Billy. And one day, this guy came in, and he's kind of wearing these khaki shorts, and he had a gray beard, and he had a knapsack, and looked pretty good. He's looking around the store, and Billy said, can I help you? And he said, oh, looked her right in the eye for a minute. He said, yeah, you can help me. She said, well, what would you like? And he said, I'm looking for a gift for someone very special. She goes, oh, no problem. We have such wonderful things. And she showed him, she said, how about a book? Maybe it's a book. And he said, no, don't think it's a book. And so she said, well, how about some incense? It smells so good. She took him over to the incense section. He goes, nah, don't think so. She said, how about these chimes? And she was showing him these kind of tinkle bell chimes that they have in metaphysical stores. And he said, maybe. And she goes, well, I know one thing that I really like. Come and look at these crystals. I don't know why, but I just like them. She showed him this case of crystals. And she said, aren't these beautiful? And she was pointing to one in particular. It was a rose-colored quartz heart. She said, isn't this nice? Maybe this is right. And he looked at it for a minute. He said, I believe you're right. Would you please wrap that up? She said, no problem. And she went over and wrapped it up and put it in a little box and delivered it to him. She says, I hope that your friend really likes this. I sure do. And he took it in his hands and he held it for a minute and he said, well, it's for you. Would you like to have lunch with me? And she couldn't believe it. She blushed and took the rock back and said, okay. Billy and her little friend married in the canyon that year. And they're still there, alive and well, 75 years old. But she didn't give up. She didn't let them tell her she was an old lady. She didn't let them manage her money and take away her freedom. She didn't let them discourage her and say, who's interested in you? Your time's past. She took the risk and stayed true to her dream. That's the final decision you're going to have to make. And no one can make it for you. It's the final step into your personal power. But what happens is you don't get cut off from the world. You actually, for once, step into a world that is full of connection, full of beauty, full of heart-based relationships, full of possibility. The world goes from black and white to color, and all of a sudden, it's like stars, you know? You go through life and you don't think about looking up. And perhaps one day, you look up. Oh my goodness, a star. That's nice. And you look closer and there's another one and another one. And all of a sudden, as you look into the sky, your entire perception shifts and the Milky Way appears. All of a sudden, you can see it. The universe wants for you all that you want for yourself. But it's on your terms. It's on the terms of your focus. It's on the terms of your beliefs. It's on the terms of your imagination. It's completely up to your commitment. It will guide you, but it's your choice. And you have to surrender and let it work for you. And you have to claim who you are, a spiritual being, a child of the universe. And you have to stay true to that, in spite of all those who will test you and say otherwise. And when you do, you will be in your heart's desire.